Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. There is a place beyond the fifth dimension. A place with no sight, no sound, and only three guys sitting around a graveyard recording a podcast. You have entered the Triple G Zone. We are your ghost host this evening. I am Matt.
I'm Derek.
I am Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars as you are about to step through the door of an elevator and into a deep, dark place. And if you're still listening at this point in time, bless your heart.
I honestly thought we were on Soarin'. I didn't think we were in the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone and Patrick.
I thought you was Patrick.
I don't really have a Rod Serling voice.
This is Patrick.
Rod and Patrick.
Well, we are talking about the Twilight Zone, which can only mean one thing. We're heading to Hollywood Studios today for our next segment of Like, Love, and Loathe.
Ooh.
And guys, if we're being honest, this segment is sweeping the nation, is it not?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's sweeping up the bathroom floor.
I was going to say it is not, but hey.
Oh, we like to think it is in our own little bubble.
We've been to Dino Land, Tomorrowland, Future World West thus far.
Future World West.
But today we head down to Hollywood Studios for a trip down Sunset Boulevard to talk about what we like there, what we love there, and what we absolutely loathe there, which is not hate. Ooh. Right, Derek?
It is not hate. We do not have hate in our heart.
When I travel down Sunset Boulevard, all I can think of is us getting the bacon whoopie pie. I can't help but think about those people bringing out the big cooler full of like 15 different items to eat, and the whole family was eating. That's always I always think about that on Sunset Boulevard. What a great memory!
The maple bacon whoopie pie.
That was not a good memory.
But the carrot cake cookie, very
good memory.
So, guys, we're talking about anything once you set foot on Hollywood Boulevard. Once you pretty much step past what used to be Starring Roles Cafe. From there down. So I'm going to open up my Disney Experience app. Again, we've stressed the importance of knowing the map here. If you want to pull up your My Disney Experience app as you listen to the show along with us, unless, of course, you're driving, put your phone down.
Can you open it?
We're going to start. That's a good question. We're going to start today with Craig Controversy Shelton.
Yes, Craig, Controversy.
What's something you like on Sunset Boulevard in Disney's Hollywood Studios?
Just like something I like on Disney's Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, is just the kind of the feeling you get as you walk down the street. I've never been to LA. I would like to. I'd like to go to Hollywood Boulevard, but
you mean Sunset Boulevard?
Sunset Boulevard. I'd like to go there too. But just the feeling you get from, like, you're walking down an actual street there, and I guess it's set kind of in the 50s, 60s-ish. I enjoy that. I really like that feeling you get as you walk down that street. It's kind of like Main Street USA.
It is well-themed. Derek, what's something you like about Sunset Boulevard?
Something I like, Matthew, and this is going to shock you maybe, is the shopping.
Really?
On Sunset.
What kind of special shopping do they have
there? They've got the stores.
These stores. And what stores? Now, I did see where they had a Planet Hollywood store there, and they're kind of changing that.
I went in that the last time. And it reminds me a little bit of the Emporium, how you can walk through multiple shops. I mean, they've got the Club Couture and a Mouse About Town. So, I mean, and they're kind of more, I don't know, they seem a little more luxurious in that setting.
Well, and if you want to include, you got the Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower Terror gift shops. And I think the Tower Terror gift shop is an outstanding place to shop, especially if you're a Tower Terror fan, right? Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I still got that picture of us modeling bathrobes. Well, not modeling. They were just holding them up. But
but I think that the shopping on Sunset Boulevard is better than anywhere else in the park. Let's say that.
That wouldn't take much, would it?
It wouldn't. Sorry.
Something I like on Sunset Boulevard, and it's at the end of Sunset Boulevard, I like Rocking Roller Coaster. I really like that ride. I wouldn't say I love it, but I really like the ride. It's fun. It's good for a thrill. My wife enjoys it. I like Rocking Roller Coaster. Well, 0 to 60-ish in 4 seconds.
And if you want to know what we think about the queue, you can listen to Thursday's episode.
Next Thursday's episode.
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
This is... No, it'd be this Thursday's.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
All right. So,
so we talked about what we like. What's something you love, you absolutely love about Sunset Boulevard, Craig?
Oh, I'm glad I get to go first because I can go ahead and pick this. And this is something I do absolutely love. It's Fantasmic. Can I use that on Sunset Boulevard?
Absolutely. It's a little trail off Sunset Boulevard, but you got to go down Sunset Boulevard to get there.
I absolutely love Fantasmic. Don't do it every time we go, but it is a highlight. Especially my favorite part of Fantasmic is seeing all the characters at the end. Oh, hope I didn't spoil it for anybody. If you've never seen Fantasmic, I'm sorry.
If you go back to one show, and I can't think of the actual show number, but we do name Fantasmic as our number one show in all of Walt Disney World. So, yeah
I mean,
it makes sense that one of us would love it.
You could argue with Beauty and the Beast there, but my favorite is Fantasmic because it's such a high, all the fireworks. It's got everything you want in a good show, and especially that paired with a dining package is the way to go. So I love Fantasmic.
Derek, what do you love about Sunset Boulevard?
What did Craig say he liked? What did you say?
The feeling he gets when he walks down it.
I love nighttime on Sunset Boulevard.
Ooh, nice.
It's the turn on, all the neon comes on, all the street lamps. It's just it's very immersive there at nighttime on the Sunset Boulevard. And you can hear people screaming from Tower of Terror.
Well, and then you come up with the lights on the Tower of Terror too, on the projection?
And seasonally they'll put projections up there, but...
Yeah, Christmas time at night, it's awesome.
But it's just... that's probably... During Christmas, that may be as good as anything at Magic Kingdom as far as decorated area. So, I don't want to take away from what Craig likes.
No.
But just the nighttime specific feeling on Sunset is
and kind
awesome.
Of Derek, what goes with that that I didn't mention like, and I'm sure you mentioned love, is kind of what I listened to today, the background music. Mm-hmm. Just kind of that, again, same thing as Main Street.
Adds to the feeling.
Yeah, immerses you in that.
I tell you what, another good reason to do Disney after hours at Hollywood Studios if you get the opportunity, because Sunset Boulevard is a ghost town at night, and you really get to be immersed in that. I'm going to choose for my love. I guess I'm the only one picking rides today.
Hey, have at it.
I love Tower of Terror.
Yes.
I love that.
It is my second favorite ride, only to Splash Mountain in all of Walt Disney World. I love the queue. I love the ride. I love the exit to the ride and the gift shop. I love everything about Tower of Terror. I'm a big Twilight Zone fan.
Yes, you are.
So even if the ride wasn't that good, I love the pre-show. I love Tower of Terror, and I could ride it all day or day.
All day what?
Day.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Is that
you
what
said?
The kids are saying now?
Fun story, just to share a little side story about Tower of Terror. A few years ago, 2013, when we went, we met the Newsoms down there. We went, and our first day there, we went to Hollywood Studios. And it was Sissy's first time riding Tower of Terror. I think we rode it 3 times that day. She said she couldn't sleep that night because she just kept like feeling like she was going up and down and falling from an elevator. We got home a few days later, and Sissy was pregnant with Bruin the first time. So,
well,
yeah, I always think of that. I think of Tower of Terror.
Well, I've got a story too with Tower of Terror, and you guys have heard this before. First time we went, my daughter was 5, and my son was 10, and Kobe didn't want any part of Tower of Terror. Harper, she said she wanted to go. So Harper and I, Kobe did end up riding it, but this time Harper and I went over and we got on it and we got on the ride and sat down and the ride went up and I looked at her and she was grabbing my hand just real, real tight. Didn't scream or anything, but I thought, what a terrible parent I've been. She's going to be scarred for life. What on earth have I done? We get down, get off the elevator, and we're walking through the gift shop there. And I looked at her and said, well, Harper, what do you think? She said, that was awesome day. Let's go again. So
and you went again.
We did. We did. So I felt like we had done the right thing.
Well, we're going this summer, and Bruin is finally tall enough. And I'm trying to talk him into going on it. He is also 5. We told him Harper was 5. Something about the words Tower of Terror, it does not. He does not want to ride it.
The tower part is scary.
But I plan on being a good parent and forcing him onto that thing. And
sure.
Excellent.
It's a rite of passage.
Absolutely. And a flight of passage.
Oh.
Yeah. Craig, we've talked about the good stuff on Sunset Boulevard, but what do you loathe about that place? What can you not stand about Sunset Boulevard?
I'll tell you what I absolutely cannot stand about Sunset Boulevard. It is their lack of restaurants that you can sit in and eat on Sunset Boulevard. I feel like we've ate at...
sit in, right?
Yes. We've been to Fairfax Fair. Of course, they have Catalina Eddie's, and they also have Rosie's All-American Cafe, but nothing where you really can go in. Not that... And Derek will say this quickly. Not that there's really anywhere to eat much in Hollywood Studios, but especially on that strip, there's not a good place to dart in and get something to eat without sitting out in the sun. So I loathe that.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of saying that same. There's no indoor dining area, mm-mm, period.
Nope.
So that's a shortcoming. Derek?
All right. I loathe that they have removed Sweet Spells in lieu of a Toy Story shop.
That's not in Toy Story Land.
Right.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I miss being able to get my Goofy Glacier in there. And they may still have it. I don't know. I haven't been in there since the changeover.
I don't think they do.
But the carrot cake cookie was in there, and now you have to go to the Charlie Carr Cafe.
Isn't it going to be better, though? I mean, kind of like the Great Movie Ride, they're going to replace it with something better. Isn't that going to be better, Derek?
It's not.
So that was my sarcastic voice. couldn't tell.
So I miss the Sweet Spell store because they had all the candy and different treats for you.
And
so,
I'm sure your wife Rachel's really doesn't like that because her favorite drink on the planet is Goofy's Glacier.
Yeah, she does like a Goofy Glacier. So, but hey, we make do.
You bring your own to the park.
Brings his own Goofy Glacier.
Blender sits up on the side.
Why not?
Matthew?
One thing I do want to add that's something coming new to Sunset Boulevard, I believe, late March, is the Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy, which is going to be just past Rock and Roller Coaster. So that's something to be looking out that's coming new.
Is that empty building on the end down there? Where,
yes.
Like when we were getting on the Transportation
Yeah,
Express?
They used to have a dance party there, I think, and that wasn't
it's
very
a
popular.
Big old building that's been empty for the longest.
Right. I think they host certain like competition events there, musical performances. I should say I loathe the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy because I said it about up and I turned out to be right. It was pretty bad. I loathe... I really liked Sunset Boulevard, so this one's kind of hard for me. All right, I know what I loathe. Craig, you said you loved Fantasmic, and I love Fantasmic, but I loathe the exit of Fantasmic. I think that is one of the most chaotic and insane exits. You know, we talk a lot about avoiding crowds, but if you're going to see Fantasmic, you can't avoid that.
Nope.
And you're talking about 7,000 to 10,000 people trying to leave one exit point. I wish they could put in a second pathway or something to where not everybody had to leave and walk out the same way. And for some reason, every time I've ever exited, it seems like it's always raining. I feel like one time we exited, they let us take a shortcut behind off the side of Sunset Boulevard and straight to the exits because there is a gate there.
Right.
But the exit, you have to go all the way down Hollywood Studios and all the way back out the main entrance. It's just a very...
Of course, I'm sure they do that so you still will be in the park to buy something or...
Oh, yeah. It's just a very hassle-filled exit and one of those where you can't really escape the crowds unless you want to sit there and wait for everybody to leave. But if you do that, you're going to end up waiting a long time at the bus stop. So
that's what we do. We typically wait about 10 minutes after the show. We let, I know this last time when Boone watched it for the first time, we just let him run, run all wild.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited about 10 minutes, and it still took us 5 minutes once we caught up to everybody.
Yeah.
So
I just loathe it.
And then we waited again once we got to Sunset Boulevard again.
Yeah.
We just had to wait again. And
gotta keep on waiting.
Looked around in the shops, and we just didn't rush anything.
Yeah, they can make it easier. Like you said, I know that gate that you talked about they've opened up before to let you out. They could also, I mean, if you look at the app, they could easily make another path from there over towards the boats and just get everybody out. But again, I think their whole thinking is we got to take them down Sunset so maybe they'll buy something else.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, listeners, we hope that you have learned a little bit more about Sunset Boulevard and what maybe not. What to focus on, when to spend your time there, what to avoid, perhaps. But it's now time for a segment we like to call
Grim Grinning Greatness.
Wow, that was unique. Craig has our Grim Grinning Greatness question today.
Well, guys, staying with tradition, what would you fix about the thing that you loathe on Sunset Boulevard? What would you change about what you loathe on Sunset Boulevard? Mine is pretty easy. Put in a place to eat that you can go inside and eat. You know, Star Rolls Cafe is now closed, but there's a nice corner out there. You could build something if you had to, but there's enough space all up and down Sunset Boulevard. You could put in a good sit-down restaurant that you would be in and out of the heat. And just to
Craig, but where would they go with all that wonderful food they have there currently?
That's the thing. You could really spruce up and have a great restaurant right there on the strip of Sunset Boulevard. That would be awesome. So it's like the food in... Now, you do have the Hollywood Brown Derby. You do have 50s Prime Time, Hollywood and Vine. You've got some good restaurants, but it's almost like sometimes the food is an afterthought at Hollywood Studios. That there's not... Even when, like we've discussed, putting in Woody's Lunchbox or Andy's Lunchbox, it's just not up to what the other parks are. So I think they could focus a little bit more on putting a great little place to eat in right there on Sunset, and that would take care of my loathe.
You know what I think would be cool? A Tower of Terror or Twilight Zone themed restaurant.
Ooh.
Table service.
Or what about it? Just a Hard Rock to go with Rock and Roller Coaster. A mini Hard Rock. Not a full Hard Rock, but a mini Hard Rock with a lot of the rock and roll stuff. Or a Beauty and the Beast restaurant.
Yeah.
See, there's so many ways they could go with that.
That's three restaurants right there.
They stole it. They've stolen our idea.
Derek, what would you change about Sweet Spells?
Well, I'd just bring it back.
Problem solved.
I mean, most of the other three parks, they have a candy store, right?
Yes.
I know Magic Kingdom does, Animal Kingdom does, over in Dinoland.
Epcot's got all the World Showcase places, so.
Epcot has a little section in Mouse Gear, but not its own strictly candy store.
But it's not like they were doing bad business.
I don't think so.
It was always crowded
in there. And
it's all about merchandise. It's all about the Toy Story thing.
I mean, that'd be all I'd have to do is bring back the Goofy Glacier.
Simple enough.
Maple Bacon Wolfie Pie.
I've got my answer. Outside of putting in an additional exit path, I would let those who purchased the dining package exit first.
Ooh.
Hold everybody where they are.
That'd be tough.
You talk about making people mad.
You would.
Hold everybody where they are and only the people who paid extra, an extra premium with the dining package to leave first.
Or, since
you realize that's like half the theater.
That's not half the theater.
It's a lot of it.
Now, if you include fast passes,
I've got a better way to fix that in the same sense. Just let them exit a different way. Let everybody exit at the same time, but they can exit a different way. That way you're not holding anybody. I think that would be the problem.
I'd hold them.
You can't. I mean, it's tough to do. Say, all right, everybody stay in place. I mean,
you hold them. That's a form of kidnapping.
Just exit them a different place.
We'd have to do another.
It's not a form.
We'd have to do another.
Exit them through where the gate is, like you talked about.
We'd have to do another people's court then.
And people don't want that. Well, as long as we don't do a time machine, we'll do anything.
We definitely
else.
Won't do that. That's all. It's gone. It's done.
Just ask Chris.
Yeah. Y'all smashed it to smithereens. Well, listeners, let us know, what do you like, love, or loathe about Sunset Boulevard? We'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear from our listeners.
We really don't want to hear what you like, love, or loathe about Grim Grinning Guys, but we do want to hear what you like, love, or loathe about.
And we do need to thank Chris for his animated
skills.
Tweets that yep. he sends us on Twitter. They are quite funny.
They are. Derek, what's Chris's handle on Twitter?
It is at CFUTRELL73.
Seafood Trail 73. Follow him on the Twitter.
Very funny with his gifts and all that he makes for us.
Yes.
Very lifelike, too.
I guess, can we call
very
him
lifelike.
The official GIF guy of Grim Grinning Guys?
I think so.
He could.
Not that that pays, Chris.
Sorry. Yeah. Nothing. You get paid exactly what we get paid, Chris. Congratulations.
Yep. We thank you, listeners, for all you do. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free.